Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine being able to make a call or send a message from the remotest corner of India without the need for any cell towers or ground-based infrastructure. That's the promise of direct-to-device, or D2D, satellite communication technology. First, what makes this significant is that the Department of Telecommunications and Telecom Engineering Center recently organized a national workshop on this very topic, exploring how D2D can bridge India's connectivity gap in remote areas. So, let's dive into what D2D satellite communication is all about. Direct-to-device is an emerging technology that allows ordinary smartphones with standard chipsets to connect directly to low Earth orbit, or LEO, satellites without any terrestrial infrastructure, no cell towers, no base stations, no cables required. The conventional model of communication relies on ground-based towers, but D2D changes this paradigm by using non-terrestrial networks, or NTN, a framework standardized by the Third Generation Partnership Project, or 3GPP, the international body that defines telecom standards like 4G LTE and 5G. Key standards, such as 3GPP Release 17 and 18, explicitly included NTN specifications, enabling the integration of satellite links with existing LTE 5G spectrum, interoperability between terrestrial and satellite networks, and seamless handoff between satellite and tower coverage. But how does it work? A LEO satellite flies overhead at an altitude of approximately 500 to 2000 kilometers. The smartphone communicates directly with the satellite using modified LTE 5G protocols. The satellite acts as a flying base station, and data is routed from the satellite to ground gateways to the internet. Now, you might wonder, why LEO satellites? The answer lies in their low latency, making them suitable for real-time communication, such as voice calls, video, and browsing, unlike GEO satellites, which are too slow for interactive use. Now, let us turn to the Indian context and explore why D2D matters. Despite remarkable mobile growth, India still has significant coverage gaps, with approximately 25% of the country's geographic area lacking reliable 4G coverage. The northeast states, Himalayan regions, Andaman and Nicobar, and Lakshadweep have patchy connectivity. At sea, fishermen, coastal communities, and maritime logistics lack reliable communication. And during disasters, terrestrial towers are often the first to go down, as seen in Cyclone Amphan and the Chenab floods. D2D can provide resilient connectivity in all these scenarios using existing smartphones. What makes this even more significant is that D2D complements the government's BharatNet initiative, which aims to provide optic fiber connectivity to gram panchayats. However, BharatNet is terrestrial and cannot reach remote mountains, islands, or forests. D2D can cover the last inch where no wires can reach. Now, for D2D to operate commercially in India, a regulatory framework is necessary, including spectrum allocation for NTN frequencies, a licensing framework for foreign satellite operators, security clearance, and device type approval by the Telecom Engineering Center. But why does this matter for national security? D2D presents both an opportunity and a challenge. On one hand, it can enable military and paramilitary communication in areas with no terrestrial infrastructure, facilitate disaster response coordination, and enhance Coast Guard maritime surveillance. On the other hand, D2D conversations can bypass India's lawful interception system, which works via terrestrial telecom nodes. The workshop included discussions on regulatory safeguards to ensure national security while enabling civilian D2D use. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The 3GPP Release 17 and 18 explicitly included NTN specifications, enabling the integration of satellite links with existing LTE 5G spectrum. The LEO satellite flies overhead at an altitude of approximately 500 to 2000 kilometers. Approximately 25% of India's geographic area lacks reliable 4G coverage. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to your understanding of India's digital divide, the importance of connectivity in remote areas, and the role of emerging technologies like D2D satellite communication in bridging this gap. Remember this number, 25% of India's geographic area lacks reliable 4G coverage. Note this carefully, D2D can provide resilient connectivity in areas with no terrestrial infrastructure. With that background in place, let us look at the implications. The successful implementation of D2D satellite communication technology can have a significant impact on India's development, particularly in areas like education, healthcare, and disaster response. As India continues to push for digital inclusion, technologies like D2D will play a crucial role in bridging the connectivity gap and enhancing the country's strategic position.